Hello everyone, it's Father Jim. There's an important metaphysical statement, which took me years really to understand until the penny dropped. In Latin it's nemo dat quod non habet. No one can give what they haven't got. Very wise remark. And our Lord couldn't give what he hadn't got. As Jesus of Nazareth, the Son of God, his humanity needed to be glorified so that he could share his glory with us. And he said he was going to go to heaven to take his place with the Father, to prepare a place for us too. And unless he took his place in heaven, he couldn't prepare a place for us. That's what the Ascension is about. He's gone home as God and man. He's gone home. And he's busy in heaven preparing a place. Isn't it a wonderful thing? We all have a place reserved, unless we decline the invitation. There's a place for all of us. And the scriptures say there's good wines in heaven, there's not plonk. Choice wines, nice food, real hospitality. And I suppose everyone who's with the Lord in heaven at the moment isn't just sitting around saying, peel me a grape, lolling around, sunbathing. They're all polishing the silver, getting ready for us, I hope. I hope they're busy. And if we get there before everyone else, I'm sure we'll be busy helping to prepare places for the whole of the human family and the world. The whole of the human family, needless to say, not just Roman Catholics, because there's places for everyone, unless they decline the invitation. And then, what happened? After they saw the Lord go to heaven to prepare a place, they went back to await the Holy Spirit, and they prayed in that room. The first reading for this Sunday, they went to the upper room where they were staying. There were all the apostles, and they joined in continuous prayer with several women, including Mary, the mother of Jesus. So the infant church, we find Our Lady praying. And we've just begun the month of May, Mary's month. So, you may like to ponder her amazing generosity. As I mentioned last week, we can only give what we first received. At the Annunciation, she received God's intimate, overshadowing love. And then gave the world, at Christmas, her son. I often think that when a lady is holding her newborn child, she's saying really to people, this is my body given for you. It's part of her. This is my body given for you. And then when we think of those hidden years in Nazareth, well, our Lord needed clothes. He needed food. He needed drink. And all one can say is, in those first 6 months that people say are absolutely vital to a person's future, he must have been hugged well, or he must have been stroked well. What a father figure Joseph must have been, what a mother figure. So that he could show so much love later, right across the board, rich, poor, different sorts, Samaritans, people on the fringes of Caesarea Philippi, touch lepers. He had a universal love. It's extraordinary. And he must have received that love first in order to be able to give it. Not just in his prayer from the Father, but what a synagogue. What a football team in Nazareth. What friends he must have had. What a Jewish nation. What to have given the world such a lover. And then she let him go. She let him go off to John the Baptist, who, I'm sure some people thought, that lunatic cousin wearing a leopard skin leotard down by the Jordan. Extraordinary. She let him go. And then just occasionally saw him, you know, at the wedding feast at Cana, where she left us her commandment. Our Lady's commandment is, do whatever he says. And then, I suppose she heard that things were getting rather dangerous. She must have gone to Jerusalem. and met him on the Via Dolorosa. Jesus meets his afflicted mother. Well, she could have stayed at home and had a fainting fit and taken salvolatile or smelling salts or something, or fainted. She walked with him to the kill, and there gave away her son back to his father. And now we find her as the mother of the church, awaiting the birth of the church in prayer. She still prays. She prayed for her son at the hour of his death, standing there at the kill. And she prays for us now and at the hour of our death. Hail Mary. Amen.